Chapter 1. The Prologue. John chapter 1 verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him, and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The first 18 verses of John's Gospel are commonly known as the prologue. No portion of the New Testament captured the imagination and the attention of the Christian intellectual community for the first 3 centuries more than this brief section of John's Gospel. In attempting to understand the person of Christ, the early church became virtually preoccupied with the high view of Christ that is expressed in the prologue. From this foundation, those early believers developed what was called the Logos Christology, or the understanding of Christ as the Word, who is introduced here in the opening words of John's Gospel. We have to ask, why does John begin his Gospel with this prologue? Why doesn't he simply start, as Matthew and Luke do, by telling us about the circumstances of the conception of Jesus and his birth to a peasant girl? In a strikingly different approach, John begins his gospel with Jesus already as an adult. The only material that precedes the launch of Jesus' ministry is this prologue of 18 verses. I believe the inclusion of the prologue has to do with John's overriding goal throughout his gospel, of making a case for the identity of Christ. John says later that he wrote what he did that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name, chapter 20, verse 31. Simply put, John is not interested in being a detached observer and chronicler of the life of Jesus. He is trying to persuade his readers of the truth of Christ so that they might become his disciples. Therefore, before he enters into an overview of Jesus' life and ministry, he composes a quick look at Jesus' ultimate credentials. In the prologue, John answers one of the main questions that we often ask when we meet people for the first time. We ask such questions as, "What's your name?" and "What do you do?" And of course, we love to ask, "Where are you from?" Here, in his prologue, John answers this question with respect to Jesus. John tells us where Jesus was from. The New Testament uses many titles for Jesus. The one that occurs most frequently is Christos, or Christ, which is the New Testament word for Messiah.